It's Thursday, December 24th. Welcome to Market Foolery. I'm Chris Hill. I am alone in the studio, and I got to be honest, I was not planning on doing anything today. I was planning that yesterday's episode with Morgan Housel was going to be our last episode before Christmas. And then I got a message from one of our listeners, and I changed my mind. So I'll just tell you right now, this is going to be a short episode. This is not really going to have a lot to do with investing, except in this one regard. If you listen to David Gardner's podcast, Rule Breaker Investing, and by the way, if you're not, you absolutely should be checking that out, particularly over the holidays when you can just binge listen to David's weekly podcast. But one of the things David has mentioned on his podcast and he's written about is his belief that the best way to improve your investing is to lead a more interesting life. Because if you're curious, if you experience things, if you go out and explore, then that's going to expand your understanding, your circle of competence gets bigger, and then you can put that to work in your investment. Music, I think, makes life more interesting. And we've been doing holiday music all this month. We've had some fun with it. I hope you've enjoyed it. And holiday music always takes me back to when I was a kid. I grew up in Maine, and I just have this very instant connection when I hear holiday music. It takes me back to when I would come, you know, December in Maine, generally pretty cold, at least when I was a kid. Probably a little warmer this year, but I just always remember coming into the house. My mom would have holiday music on all month long, a wide range of record albums. Yes, that's how old I am. They were record albums. I didn't love all of them, but it certainly expanded my knowledge of music, and some of them really have stuck with me over time. And so Matt Banner, one of our listeners, wrote to me on Twitter, and he said, here's a recommendation for holiday music, and music is in quotes, here's a recommendation for holiday music for the last episode before Christmas. And he included a link to Louis Armstrong. Now, Louis Armstrong is that's actually one of those Christmas albums that my mom played when I was a kid that I there were a bunch of times this month where I thought, oh, we can put this in there, or we, you know, and we just never ended up doing it. But who knows? Maybe we'll do it next year, because he's got a bunch of great songs, and they're original songs. They're not his cover of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. It's Christmas Time in New Orleans, Christmas Night in Harlem, Is That You, Santa Claus? Just really great, fun songs. And if you're unfamiliar with Louis Armstrong, that's just a little sad, because Louis Armstrong is truly one of the all-time greats in music. Wynton Marsalis, who is probably the preeminent jazz trumpet player in the world today, certainly the best known, had this to say about Louis Armstrong, because he's a huge fan. He said, anyone who can play at all is influenced by Louis Armstrong. He is the foundation of our grammar, our syntax, our entire way of playing. So when you just think about music, any genre of music, rock, pop, whatever, and there's a mention of influences, just know that when it comes to any form of jazz and many forms of other types of music, you can draw a line back to Louis Armstrong. And what I was saying before about leading a more interesting life, one of the great things I think about music is it's a way to connect with other people. It's a way to connect with your friends, your family. It's really easy. It's certainly with the internet, it's so much easier than ever before to just share a song with someone and say, hey, listen to this. I think you might like it. And in the case of the holiday music, it's been a way for me to expose my children to people like Louis Armstrong. I was a week or two ago, I was driving around running errands with my son. He's 10 years old. I had some holiday music on, and there were a couple of Louis Armstrong songs on there. And Louis Armstrong has an incredibly distinctive voice, this low, guttural, yet very joyful, I would say, a very joyful voice. But just on a gut level, my son was in the backseat listening, and he said, this man's voice is grouchy. And I just sort of laughed. I said, well, it's not really grouchy. I get why you say that, but it's not really grouchy. But maybe if it was someone else with a different demeanor, it would be grouchy. But Louis Armstrong has an incredibly, well, like I said, very distinctive, very joyful voice. So thank you to Matt Banner. Since this is the night before Christmas, we leave you with Louis Armstrong reading Clement Moore's classic poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas.
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Well, out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers there flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle, I heard on the roof the prancing, the pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night, a very good night." And that goes for Satchmo, too. Thank you.